This is Lake Effect from WUWM. Your ears aren't tricking you. That's a song about Colby cheese. It was sung by the Colby High School Show Choir back in 2020 at a state public hearing advocating for Colby to be named Wisconsin's official state cheese. Right now, the bill is making its way through the state Senate. Similar bills were proposed in 1997 and 2019. And if passed, it would mean Colby would become the official cheese of America's Dairyland. Lake Effect's Mallory Chang speaks with Sheila Nyberg, the director for the Clark County Economic Development Corporation and Tourism Bureau, to learn more.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for being here on Lake Effect to talk about our potential new state cheese, Colby cheese. What is the history of Colby cheese in Wisconsin?
Well, Colby cheese was originated, started, created right here in the state of Wisconsin in 1885. That's the stake in history that it has. It was a gentleman who wanted a uniquer cheese and wanted something different, and he came up and made Colby cheese, and that's how it started. It was very simple. We used the simple method.
How is Colby cheese made? What makes it special?
It's a milder and softer cheese, and it's just got a nice, smooth flavor. It's a nice start if you're going to get into the cheese tasting side of it. You know, they make it in the big wheels, they make it in wedges, they make it. But I when I see that coin that we have for the United States at the U.S. Mint for Wisconsin, I see the cows, which we have as our state animal. And, you know, when we look at that and we look at milk, the third piece on there is a wheel of cheese. Of course, it looks like a wheel of Colby cheese. That's how it's made.
And you have been one of the people that have been supporting this new legislation to have Colby cheese represent our state. So why have Colby cheese represent our state? What would that significance mean?
When I think of Swiss, I think of Switzerland. When I think of Italian cheese, I think of Italy. Colby cheese was started in the USA. Colby, Wisconsin, USA, Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin home-brewed, homemade, home-begun type of cheese. And I think it needs a home to say that this is where it originated. Others do. Why not us? I understand the conversation, but we are so lucky to have all these talented people make so many different kinds of cheese. I go back to the simple piece of it started here. It started with this Colby cheese, and it grows from there. That's not slighting any flavor. It's not citing anything or other product that's made. It's just that sometimes you set up your history so that people remember it was important. And I look at Colby cheese as being world renowned. Everybody's making, everybody's copying it, but it started, it has a home base here in Wisconsin, USA. And I look at, you know, we're synonymous with cheese. We're America's Dairyland. But it all started somewhere, and it's a piece of our history that we shouldn't ignore, because somebody else might come along and say, hey, they don't want to title themselves. Why don't we just take it? Then that long heritage of Colby cheese is lost to somebody else. It belongs here. In 1997, this was brought up the first time, and we're 25 years later having the same conversation. It is really time to just give Colby the title it deserves in the state of Wisconsin, and let's all celebrate it, making our history known.
Sheila Nyberg is the director for the Clark County Economic Development Corporation and Tourism Bureau. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mallory Chang. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.